And welcome to Chocolate Milk Chat. I am your host, Chip Romaldi, joined today by my guest, chocolate milk enthusiast Benji Himona. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing quite well.
Well, I appreciate you coming on board to share with us some of your chocolate milk expertise. I see that with you this morning you have bought a particular brand of chocolate milk and brought it in with you. Could you explain what you have there?
Well, what I have here is a half gallon of Highland chocolate milk.
Oh, I see. Well, I find it difficult to carry around a half gallon of chocolate milk. It seems like quite the undertaking to try to down an entire half gallon of chocolate milk in one sitting. How do you avoid some of the problems and difficulties that might occur in trying to digest an entire half gallon of chocolate milk in one sitting?
Well, Chip, one would be foolish to try to drink an entire half gallon of chocolate milk at once, so you must pace yourself.
Maybe oh, really?
Spread it out over a 10-hour period.
Oh, so you would need some kind of refrigeration device at your workplace, or if you're at home consuming an entire half gallon of chocolate milk, maybe make multiple trips to the refrigerator, or would you store it in the thermos, or how would you suggest to keep it cool? Because from what I've heard, it's important to keep milk at a decent temperature.
Well, most people prefer to keep it in a refrigerator, but if you have a cooling thermos or something like that, it'd be handy.
Once again, this is Chocolate Milk Chat. I am your host, Chip Romaldi, joined today by my guest, chocolate milk enthusiast Benji Himona. Now, Benji, I have to be a little honest with you, and that is, I do have issues with the chocolate milk. It seems like a lot of times the chocolate milk that you buy from the grocery store in a conventional half gallon or gallon size, depending on your preference and your ability to down the milk before the expiration date, I find that sometimes the chocolate levels can get a little off in the container. What do you do to make sure that you have an evenly distributed chocolate throughout the milk?
Well, it says clearly on every container, shake well before drinking. And I'm pretty sure that should take care of your problem.
Oh, I guess I'm always so excited about the prospect of having chocolate milk that I never took the time to read the label that closely. Well, what an interesting stat that you found there on the right there on the label for all of us to take note of in the future.
It's an easy mistake to make.
Once again, this is Chocolate Milk Chat. I am your host, Chip Romaldi, joined today by my guest, Benji Himona. Also, Benji, I do have a lactose issue. If I consume too many dairy products, I will then have to proceed to make multiple trips to the can to rectify the situation, as it were. Do you have any suggestions for someone like me who enjoys a good glass of chocolate milk, but then worries?
Well, Chip, I think the general tastiness of chocolate milk should be enough to overcome the pain or discomfort you feel while sitting on the toilet.
Oh.
It's a sacrifice that most people are willing to make.
Oh, that's a very good point. It looks like we're plumb out of time. Sorry for running out of time on you like that, but I appreciate you coming in.
It's no problem.
We want to thank our guest today on Chocolate Milk Chat, Benji Himona, chocolate milk enthusiast, and I'm your host, Chip Romaldi, signing off.